Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Another point here that happened recently, the testimony of Kelly Dever. I know I'm screwing up her name and I should know it. I know the defense attorneys messed it up too. But I'm going to say Dever. She was the former Canton police officer who originally gave a report saying that she had seen Brian Higgins and Berkowitz in the Sallyport with Reed's car. Then a little bit after, timestamps showed that she couldn't have because she was already either gone for the day or not there yet. It was one of the two. I forget which one. But physically, it would have been impossible for this event to have ever taken place. So it's a false memory. Now, In a case that is living on conspiracy, on a case that is...
And false memories
and is fraught with all sorts of just... Nothing can be easy here. Nothing can just be straightforward of, I saw this, here's what it is. Now we're introducing false memory into the testimony. And at the end of the day, I know she played very well, actually, for the prosecution, despite being a defense witness, because she called out Alan Jackson for his behavior, basically demanding, allegedly, that she testify one specific way. And if she did not, she claims that he threatened that he'd find a way to charge her with perjury. She calls the FBI and has some sort of conversation there about, would this be perjury? If I'm saying this right now, I didn't, it was clearly I was wrong. And that's how that gets cleared up. It all doesn't look good. None of it looks great. The testimony that I think won the day was that of Alan Jackson trying to intimidate a witness is what, allegedly, is what seemed to win that. But I'm sorry, it does not look good that you have a false memory over a pretty key piece of evidence here, or witness testimony in this case. I mean, what did you make of that and how that played out altogether?
Yeah, I like that she called the FBI and that she made an effort, which, so when I've worked with really good people and some people that weren't so good. And the ones that are really good are the ones that are doing their utmost to actually uphold the standard of law.
Sure.
And to be righteous in the things they're doing. And so when you think you might have done something wrong, you double check in what you did. So I like that for when it comes to credibility. But when it comes to false memories, yeah. This whole thing is false memories, but again, did not ring 12 good for Alan Jackson whatsoever. Because again, and this is what people really got to watch so often in life. And I think this is what might have happened here. In his impression, he wasn't intimidating anyone. Mm-hmm. He might be thinking, I'm merely stating a fact that you could self-perjure yourself if you did X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
But now he didn't know how it felt on the other side because he lacked empathy to see how it's received. Because now from the receiver, it could be, I was just threatened.
Yeah. And now it looks like this to a jury.
Yes.
And it's, had that line not been ever said, if he had never said anything allegedly about, you know, this could be perjury or I'm going to get you charged with whatever the hell he said, had that just been left out and he just challenged her on the stand of, didn't you say this once? Yes, but I did it. And all of the vitriol, all of the rage that she seemed to have for Alan Jackson would have been left out. It just would have been, you're catching someone who is claiming they have a false memory, claiming they did everything that they could to write it, but all the negative of Alan Jackson wouldn't be in that. It's the negative of Alan Jackson that totally turned that witness that could have been a big pro for the defense, for a big pro for the prosecution, because it would have looked like, false memory? Really? You have a false memory of these two people? And even I'm like, really? You have a false memory of these two people? Like, you get really specific in your false memory there. It's not just,
right.
I saw the car in the garage. I could see that being a false memory. Cars come and go from there all the time, I'm sure. And if you're not really a big part of the case and you're just like, yeah, it was there, sure. You know, and you're like, oh, wait, it couldn't have been. There must have been some other car. Okay, I get that. But you're like, these two very specific people were in there talking and what are you remembering?
And really show once again just how unlikable Alan Jackson
is. Yes, exactly. It does. It really does.
And so again, it's just another data point for the jury to get. It's like, dude, this guy is just an unlikable guy. And so if you start getting your own, so again, confirmation bias as human beings is so powerful. So now if you didn't like how he, and this is also why prosecution has been very just facts and data, because when you start playing on people's emotions, and you start trying to use that as a lever, you're going to win some people and you're going to lose some people. And the people and both sides now are going to have confirmation bias. If they like what Alan Jackson did, well, then everything he says is going to be gold. Mm-hmm. If you don't, then everything he says from that point is completely flushed out.
Yeah.
That's why you are really playing with fire with a human being when you start playing that emotional card. Because unless you're really, really good, charismatic, and compelling, like very few people are, where you can win everyone over, you're going to lose at least some. And that's not good for you.
And it felt like when these things erupt, they're not, Alan Jackson didn't have very good self-control. Alessi has not had very good self-control in this either. Where, okay, you're met with some things you're not expecting. Don't go into a rage at the person, because that seems to be what's happening. It's like, you got to play it cool here if you want to be likable. Now it looks like you're harassing this young woman, this young cop, who clearly is a bit green, but clearly has, you know, a badass attitude. but it looks like you're attacking her personally. She had to call the damn FBI on you. Is like, you're being accused of having a witness call the FBI on you in your trial. That's not a good look. Calm down. Yes. Because this is not playing well to a jury at all, at least in my opinion.
It's a behavior arc for them.
Yeah.
And so remember, if you get 1, 2, 3 data points of someone behaving that way, it can now be assumed that that's the way they interact with everyone.
And it's surprising. I mean, these are well-respected attorneys. I'm wondering, I mean, everybody is human here in this. And that's what we have to remember, I think, because sometimes you think, well, you're the attorney. They got to have all these superpowers. They've been doing this case now for almost 3 years or so. I mean, some a little bit less. And dealing with Karen Reed every time they turn a corner, every time they think they're making a really good point, they're met with Karen Reed shooting them basically in the head. I'm not going to say even the foot. She's aiming directly for a kill shot, it seems, almost every time. Her own defense. Because every clip that gets played and undermines everything that they just made a point on with her own words. That's got to be a bit defeating. That's got to be frustrating as heck when this is a person you're trying to defend and all they seem to keep doing is every, you know, 5 feet of advancement you make, they're pulling you back 10.
And it's a shame. Like, again, I think in the last couple of weeks, she herself has been better. And because I'm not hearing about her, which means she's better. So it's too bad that that person, again, when you just to your point about what defense has to deal with, they're still dealing with who she was a year ago and doing Netflix in the present. And it's too bad that they couldn't keep her from doing those things and have her behave like she is now. Because again, I'm not in the courtroom, not watching every day because that's why I'm so sympathetic to the jurists that I have to do this every day. You know, I'm getting clips and I'm getting blurps. I'm doing like an hour here, an hour there. But I do see her. Now, again, I try to be as objective as possible. I think she's been better in the last week or two than she's been before because she hasn't opened her mouth as much. She's not making looks. I don't think she's great, but she's not bad. I mean, she set a really low bar for behavior that she needs to have. But you're right. So her history keeps coming back and haunting her really bad. I mean, I'm sorry, I got a cold.
I mean, not that the jury is seeing it, but I mean, when she's walking out of court, she's still saying stuff. And
oh yeah,
and that's where again, I don't.
But it's not making headlines the same way as it was because again, it became part of her baseline.
I feel like it is. It's part of the baseline, and it's burnout. And that's what I'm wondering. It was what's going on with the attorneys? Are they just getting burned out? Are they like, we're going to do our damn best job, but you know, what could have been our best job up here is now going to have to be here, not because they don't want to or they can't get there, but because no matter what they do, they can't get there. They're not capable of it because she'd pulled them all down so far that they could have been operating at that level, but you just can't if there's not the supports to be there because she kicked them all out.
It's also really interesting, too, when you look at the behavior of Jackson and the whole defense, what appears to be from presentation, a lack of confidence in what they're doing and a desperation this feeling that that they're chasing the prosecution's, you know, great strategy and what they're doing. You know, the only reason you'd have that behavior is because they don't think they're doing well.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to me because when you look at public opinion on Twitter and the pro Karen Reed people, again, most people, and when I do the deep dive on ChatGPT, it's saying, hey, this case is still 50-50. Yeah, when you look at the behavior of defense, I don't get the sense from their standpoint that they think that. When you're in chase mode, when you're in, it looks to be in desperate mode, I think they're seeing things that the rest of the world's not seeing when it comes to this. So it's...
Yeah. I don't know that they... Do you think the defense feels that they're in desperate mode, or do you think that they're presenting a really strong case? If they're looking at it objectively, I can't imagine they think it's going well.
Boy, it's so hard to tell whether, again, who are they paying attention to?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
You know, if they're listening to only their echo chamber, they're doing rock star stuff. Mm-hmm. But if they're objective and taking in all the people talking heads like you and me, because there's a lot of others out there saying the same things like, dude, no way, this ain't going well. So you just don't know what they're doing. And that's why it's a really complicated case. And that's why back to the only thing that matters is those 12 people.
She should have just listened to David Yannetti to begin with. He's the only one on that team that I like. I feel good about that. I'm like, I like him. He seems like he's probably a decent guy. Because he's the one who initially was like, well, yeah, if you did do this, because she went to him and said, well, what if I did hit him? Then you have some comfortability. Didn't like that. Well, we better bring in the other attorney that's going to tell you a bunch of other stuff once the mysterious man comes to us and says, look at the people in the house. Yannetti would have, you know, they probably would be, she'd be free. This would all be said and done by now. You know, she'd probably have to do a little bit of time back then, but that'd be over. And there'd probably be some fines and that sort of such, probation maybe.
And the damage to your brand, you know, the reputation of who you are as a human being.
You've ruined your life now. Yeah.
Yeah. It just wouldn't nearly be as catastrophic.
Because there's not, I mean, that She could have come back from, I think, pretty easily professionally and all that. It wouldn't have been this big spectacle. No, we wouldn't even know about the damn thing. It would have been a small local story.
Drunk tragedies and horrendous things like this do happen from time to time.
They do.
Yeah, too many times, you know, and you have two parents in a family that lost their son. And that, again, always is at the bottom line of everything is that, you know, justice needs to be served.
Yeah.
But, man, everyone could have made it so much easier on themselves and the legacy that they're leaving behind than this nightmare.
Yeah, I don't think anyone could have done it any worse than they have.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it. That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dairy Dairy on him. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.